WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like you're stuck in a cycle of fear? Like something's holding you back from truly living life to the fullest? I get it. We all have those moments, those little voices whispering doubts in our ears. But guess what? You don't have to let those voices win. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to overcome fear and build confidence through courage. Because trust me, you've got more inner strength than you think. First off, let's get real. Fear is a natural human emotion. It's meant to keep us safe, alert us to danger. But when it starts controlling our lives, dictating our actions, well, that's when things get tricky. It can feel like this invisible wall blocking you from pursuing your dreams, taking risks, and just being the best version of yourself. So how do we break down that wall? How do we go from feeling paralyzed by fear to stepping boldly into the unknown? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Reframe your perspective. Think about it this way. Fear isn't always a bad thing. It can be a sign you're about to embark on something exciting, something truly worthwhile. Ever heard that saying, courage is fear doing nothing? That's the gold right there. So next time you feel that pang of fear, ask yourself, what if this fear is actually excitement in disguise? 2. Start small. You don't have to conquer Mount Everest on your first day out. Taking small steps builds confidence over time. Think of it like building a muscle. You wouldn't try to bench press a car right off the bat, would you? No. You start with lighter weights and gradually increase the load as you get stronger. 3. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. We all make mistakes, we stumble, we fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of the journey. But here's the secret. Those failures are actually learning experiences. They teach us resilience, adaptability, and most importantly, that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. 4. Focus on your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Write down your strengths, big and small. Celebrate them. When we focus on what we excel at, it naturally boosts our confidence and helps us overcome those fear-induced doubts. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is where things get really personal. Be kind to yourself, seriously. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes, feeling vulnerable, and having moments of fear. Okay, let's paint a picture. Imagine you have this incredible idea for a business, something you're passionate about. But the thought of putting yourself out there, pitching to investors, facing potential rejection, it terrifies you. You see that fear as this gigantic monster blocking your path. What if instead, you started small? Maybe you join an online community of entrepreneurs, sharing your ideas and learning from others. You take a course on public speaking to build your confidence. You practice pitching your idea to friends and family, getting feedback and refining your message. Slowly but surely, you chip away at that fear monster, replacing it with a sense of purpose, control, and growing courage. Remember, every successful entrepreneur, artist, or athlete started where you are now facing their fears, taking small steps and building confidence along the way. You've got this. The journey to overcoming fear and building confidence is an ongoing process, not a destination. But remember these key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, start small and embrace imperfection, focus on your strengths, and practice self-compassion. Don't let fear hold you back any longer. You're capable of amazing things. Now go out there, take that leap of faith, and show the world what you're made of. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words today. Until next time, stay strong, stay courageous, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.